Right, barbecues on. I've got some broad beans, which are now in season. Nice big pods.
They're brutes.
Aren't they? That's what they're like, you know, they are good big brutes.
So the broad beans are the ones that have loads of iron in them that are very, or they're very...
Are they, John? Aye. I think so. Sure, they're green and they're beans. They're bound to be good for you.
Yeah.
I've got the barbecue going good and high here. And you know the way normally you pod these beans? You know,
slip them down.
But what I'm going to do is going to sort of stick them straight onto the barbecue.
Are you going to eat them with the...
Not the pot, not the... Just, well, what this does is it kind of it cooks them.
Uh-huh.
And when you shell them, they're all good to go. So just fire a few on there.
Oh, wow.
Do them all. Get them all on there. And then just take that lid on.
I love that. They're all different shapes and sizes. And
you just want to do that until... I know, aren't they?
Yeah.
And they're broad beans are... I think they're a real old-fashioned bean, aren't they? You know, you get them... people still grow them here, you know. You always get fresh broad beans and peas at this time of year, don't you? And it's like I was doing something a couple of weeks ago and I had the broad beans and I was sitting podding them. I was sort of sitting at the kitchen table and I was listening to a bit of music and it was probably one of the most relaxing things, you know, I've done. But in a long time.
So what are you
going
to do with the broad beans then?
So they're just, they don't take that long here now because the coal's nice and high. But we just cook them until they sort of scorch like that. You can sort of smell them now, John, can't you?
And then, well, you can see the wee bit of char on them.
Yeah, I've got a bit of char, but we'll leave those and let them get black.
Okay.
And then that'll be them kind of cooked as well. Once they come off, I'll get them potted, and then we're going to do it with lamb, but we're going to do a dressing, so it's like a kind of like a saucy dressing. This is in here, I've got coriander, fresh coriander and parsley, and then I'm going to put in a bit of garlic. So this is called zug. C-H-O-U-G. So zug, that's like a Middle Eastern one. In here I've got cumin seeds and a little bit of clove
and sugar
tiny bit of sugar. Ooh. Yeah, well spotted.
Cumin
John.
Seed and uh-huh. cloves
uh-huh. and then cardamom.
Cardamom
the seeds.
Uh-huh.
Always
worry,
you know. I love cardamom. But whenever you've got these nice green pods and you batter them, they come out, look. But
the
you always
black
worry,
seeds in
they
the
look
middle.
A wee bit like if you've had visitors
yeah.
in your cupboard. Yeah. You know that, when that feeling of horror. A bit of red chilli, not too much. And fire that in. And then a bit of salt. And then just oil. So there's no acid in this. You know, you're just nice olive oil. Or whatever oil you want to put in. You know, you could just put a nice local rapeseed oil. But uh-huh. I've got the Italian olive oil. So you're looking for about, for this amount here, you're just looking about 75 mils. So give it a good... There we are.
So good glug of oil, and that's in with the coriander, chilli, garlic, mm-hmm. cumin, cloves, sugar, salt.
That's it.
Cardamom seeds.
Blend this up. That's it, John. That's our...
Look at them.
So it's just a nice...
Vibrant green colour.
You see with dressings like this here too, make them when you need them. You know, don't be thinking, okay, I'll make that and then
let it sit.
And you know, have it the day it is where it's lovely and vibrant like that, mm-hmm. you know. I use it, you know what that's nice with as well, you know, just if you had some baby potatoes, just, you know, hot baby potatoes, just
toss it around.
Right, let's have a look at these
broad beans.
So
on
look,
the barbecue.
They're black now.
Yeah.
And nicely scorched.
Scorched and
look
bubbled.
Look at that there. And then what happens then, John, is you kind of, I'll take these out here now if they're scorched. They don't have to be scorched from one side. Right, look at that. That's them cooked now. So what you normally do is, like, I remember working in really nice restaurants, and this would be, you know, when you start working in restaurants, one of the things you always sort of think you're going to come out of college and go and be a head chef.
Uh-huh.
You know, it never really happened, you know, like that. You end up podding the cases of broad beans, then you'd have blanched them, the beans,
uh-huh.
and then you'd have had to pop the beans out of the shell, you know, as well. And that was, well, just while I'm going to do that, I'll just stick the lamb on here. This is lamb leg steaks. Wee bit of oil, wee bit of
perfect
salt.
Perfect size.
Lovely.
No bone.
Not expensive. Not expensive. Just fire that on there. That's good.
You see now at this stage, John?
Those wee pods there. Just take this. Those wee beans, if you just, look, pop them out there.
Yeah.
See that? Have a taste one there. And you should get a nice wee bit of a...
Oh, yeah.
Aren't they lovely?
Mm-hmm.
And they're perfect. They're kind of like steamed in the... But you should get a wee bit of a smokiness.
They're actually quite sweet.
They are. And then you see, whenever you're working at a nice restaurant, then you have to look, you've got the wee pod that's just going, you have to take that out there and pop that out so it's all lovely and vibrant and green. But John,
it's the broad bean.
That's not happening today, John.
No.
Sorry.
Keep it simple.
Keep it simple. I'm sure there's no point. It was just, I know it does look pretty. When you take look at that big one there. Try that one there. Look at that, John. That's lovely. That's what I love about this. They're all, it's just
Cooked through.
They're cooked, perfectly cooked.
What was 5 minutes in the barbecue?
Not even, I don't think, but just, sure, look at that. Sure, ours are fun.
If you'd said to me, I'm making you broad beans on the barbecue, I'd have thought, right.
Aye.
I would never have thought of doing that. That's really lovely.
Pod them. You know what you could do? See, if you're doing this and you have people around the house, you could just put a big pile of those out onto the table or into a bowl and let them...
Getting all over the place. Tufty's going to have a...
He's going to have a...
Here.
He's not. He doesn't like anything green.
Well, does he not?
No, he doesn't. He doesn't even eat... I got a really dirty look the other day for giving him an apple. And trust me, squirrels give you a dirty look.
He was on the roof there a minute ago.
I know, he was having a... He's ripping now. There's that. I'll just get those other couple there. Look at that. Sure. I stick them out in the middle of the table and let everybody help themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And that do. Look at that lamb.
Oh, there's
now.
So much more taste off those than you would get off the frozen ones.
Mm-hmm. Okay, definitely. And they're in season. Look at that, John. You see that lovely crispy lamb? Isn't that beautiful?
Crispy fat crispy on the edge lamb. Of the lamb leg steak on the barbecue.
Uh-huh.
Sun splitting the heavens.
I know.
Have you been barbecuing much?
I have, John.
The weather's been kind of changeable.
I've been barbecuing a lot, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just, it has been changeable. You see, I got the barbecue as on wheels and that goes under. See that wee ledge there?
Mm-hmm.
That wee sort of awning.
Oh, so you can shelter it.
You can put it in on the, when it's not.
I'm going for more wee green beans.
Grand. Okay, there's some oil now. There's another couple there. Come out so easily, but when you're when you're podding them and they haven't been cooked like this, they're quite hard to.
Ah, but you've years of practice behind you, though.
I do, yeah. years of working in nice restaurants, John. Right, look at that there. Isn't that absolutely stunning?
Oh, the smell of that as well.
Do you like your lamb? What way do you like
it? Oh, I like it pink in the middle.
Pink in the middle. Mm-hmm. Right. That's good. That was the right answer. But the good thing on these lamb steaks, as opposed to a big leg of lamb, I like pink meat. But not everybody does. And there's no point in saying, that's the way I cook it, because really... What's the point in having somebody miserable because they're sitting eating something they don't want? Lamb steak's great because you can just, you can cook them, if you like yours well done, then leave it on there to...
Golden fat.
Smell of that. I'm just going to
take
that.
And not too much fat, that's the thing.
No, they're nice, yeah, aren't they?
Just a wee seam of fat at the edge.
Beautiful. And then we'll just whack that off. That wee grill, and that's us. And then I'll just let that rest, and then we'll fire it all together.
Okay.
Right, lovely. I'll go and grab a...
Fire up the Batmobile.
Look at that. I'll just season that wee bit of pepper too, John.
So lamb leg steaks. Fresh off the barbecue.
I'm going to try a wee bit of that there just before I put anything on it. Look how tender they are. Just the important thing is let them rest.
Oh, so juicy.
That nice wee bit of crispy fat as well.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely. And then just what we'll do is just scatter off these beans.
So you have the lettuce leaves.
Mm-hmm.
Fresh green beans, done on the barbie.
Yep. Bits of that nice lamb there.
Wee bits of lamb dotted through.
Mm-hmm.
That's one to kind of reach for, isn't it? That's the way you put it in the middle of the table.
I think so. Just a nice wee
reach and fill
and
your
if
boots.
You wanted to do it, I mean, you could.
I might just take that.
That's a good idea. I think just the other thing you could do is make it. You know, make a load of this and have it with spuds.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nice warm hot spuds. Some of the zook. Look at that. That's so easy to make too, isn't it? It's just
the colour of it though.
Oh, it's lovely. And just those lovely wee flecks of chilli. And I'm not into a lot of real heat, you know, but I just mm-hmm. like a bit of, you know, warmth. That's nice, isn't it, John?
I'll take a wee photo.
I'll take a wee photo.
Fork for you, fork for mm-hmm. me.
Get it's a wee just bit really of everything.
You want to get a wee bit of everything, don't you?
A wee bit of beans and
a wee bit of lamb. Curl it up in a wee lettuce leaf. A couple of beans. And your zug.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
That's so fresh.
Isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Even the olive oil is lovely.
Mm.
And a wee bit of chilli. Fresh coriander. And what else? There's cumin and cloves and sugar.
That's right. Bit of garlic.
Mm.
Lovely, isn't it? Just really nice and light. That lamb's good.
Yeah. I have to say, mm-hmm. I'm falling in love with green beans again.
Broad beans, eh? Good.
Broad beans.
If you couldn't be bothered doing broad beans out there, green beans, just rub the wee bit of oil on, do them the same way.
Really?
Straight into there. Mm-hmm.
That's delicious.
That's good.
Wow.